Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Armas moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gross. Carew moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero misplays the ball. That's an error on Guerrero. Carew scores. Ford moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ford scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall bunts towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. Norwood moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norwood moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norwood scores. Smalley moves to third. Carew moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Gross reaches second base with a double. Essien moves to third. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws to first. Carew drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Carew. Essien scores. Gross scores. One out. It's 3-2, Twins. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Keough scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Keough covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Page reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Erickson, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Page moves to third. Essien moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall moves to second. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Ford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Thomason moves to third. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomason scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Greg Thayer now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Guerrero moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Guerrero moves to third. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 3 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lacey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy pinch runs for Mario Guerrero. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Page hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 6, Athletics, 6. Tom Johnson now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-4 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Gary Alexander. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-4 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing shortstop. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-4 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick is hit by the pitch. Jose Morales pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Elias Sosa now pitching. Rich Childs pinch hits for Jose Morales. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cusick moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez fields it and throws to home to get Cusick. Childs moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Childs now playing right field. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomason is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 6. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Ford reaches second base with a double. Thomason throws the ball into Gross, who tags Ford trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smalley scores. Carew goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 8-6, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-5 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Page moves to third. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-5 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Page scores. DeLone moves to second. It's 8-7, Twins. Steve Staggs pinch runs for Dave Revering. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essien hits a line drive into center field. Ford picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. DeLone scores. Staggs goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.